Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
We have Michelle here, the host with the most, with your questions. It's the only hour we don't take callers. Every hour of the week, we take callers at 877-317-6432. Michelle, you have some announcements. Go ahead.
Well, hello. It's great to be here on this March the 9th already. We're back. Speaking of phone numbers, 888-212-8871 would be the phone number to call for orders. And Christopher's right there, standing by, waiting. If you would... if you're needing anything, Bill, Vitamin Romax, Palestine, or whatever you can think of, support us and just pick up the phone and make a call or go straight online at NutriMedical.com and place an order that way.
Yeah.
It's a little slow this week. I know we're not having a sale or anything, but interestingly, we still have to keep these computers going and everything else.
So let me give you a couple of announcements what's happened this week. I got my old websites reactivated, and the very first article I actually was working on just before you came back is I received back many years ago a Finnish munitions document with the assistance of Dr. Atruat, and I got it right from 1998 that presented to the Port Authority of New York to demolish the World Trade Center tower. That'll be available today free at clayandiron.com. Second announcement is I've also announced that I'm actually doing now. You needed to hear this, Mish. I know you got your hand up.
Yeah, my hand.
What does that have to do with ordering
from NutriMedical?
Well, it means we supply great information that people need to know.
Yes.
The second thing that this is really...
Hopefully you're going to say orders.
Okay, let me finish, please. Okay.
Well, we'll see.
I know usually I interrupt you, but vice versa. You will see. I've announced that I'm doing now metapathia scans for anybody, and those are amazing. And again, it's not just my ability, it's the power of the Most High God to reveal what's going on with people. And then we order confirmatory imaging tests and blood tests to your doctor, and then also test kits I can send you anywhere in the world. So that's available now.
And what about ordering?
People should order.
From NutriMedical. Why should they order from NutriMedical?
They should order because of three things. Number one, we provide comprehensive care, which means we'll tell you what you do with your doctor, and that's free. Number two, we provide the best nutraceuticals on the planet, better than anybody else on this or any other network, radio, television, whatever. And the third thing is we get directed and helped in getting you better with the help of the Most High God, with the best technologies, the best nutraceuticals, and the most advanced ways of healing you on the planet. And we integrate everything. I call it an orchestra of wellness.
And if you're interested in saving money, just go to the website under Contact Us or call us, and we'll give you the address. And it's always free shipping.
Right.
Always free shipping by mail.
Now, the other thing I want to mention as an announcement is I've been working for some years on the quantum physics, and I'm going to be putting up by this week and probably early next week a full menu of MP3s for the resonant frequency therapy I call EGFT. And, again, the whole principle is Signal plus substance, i.e. our, not other NutriMeds from other places. I've had, once in a while, I get someone say, well, I can't afford your stuff, so I'm going to go elsewhere. You're wasting money. Don't even spend a cent elsewhere. You're going to waste your money. And then I'm also going to be posting up the names of the organs for the specific peptides. So that'll be under our peptides submanual under shop. So you'll be able to actually order the peptides for specific organs like kidneys, brain, liver, thyroid, whatever.
MS.
Well, it's not listed under MS. It's a disease. We're talking about organs.
What's the peptides that we sell?
It'll be brain and nervous system.
Brain.
Yeah, I'm going to just make it real simple. The title is brain and nervous system rather than some
no
fancy
conditions,
name.
No conditions, just organs.
So. Yeah, just the organ systems, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And the peptides, you need to have the right nutraceuticals or the peptides don't work. Plus the technology, like whether it's Lumen Photon or the Sonic Life that pumps the frequencies through your body. Signal, i.e. frequency, plus substance equals wellness.
Well, how about our other wonderful announcement? And that would be, I bet you, who out there is waiting for Bill's Mountain Red Deer, the DR Cup?
Yeah.
Well, Bill has an announcement on that.
Yeah, the DR Cup finally, after 3 months working with the company, got approval, and we're moving forward. Now, I've got to explain what's different about our DR caps compared to anybody else's.
But they're at the point where they're putting the powder in the capsule.
Exactly, yeah. And we'll be sending off the labels. We already have them printed.
Yeah.
Now, let me explain the difference between the DR caps. Firstly, the only stage where you don't age, you physically deteriorate, is when you're in utero. Now, why is that? Firstly, in utero is 1.2 atmospheres. Again, we have the summit to sea and the summit to sea grand dive vertical, the dive and the grand dive vertical, etc. But the most important thing is the placenta generates 300 biomolecules and a number of growth hormones. It's like a bioengine. Now, similarly, the same biomolecules are generated by the velvet on red deer antlers. And we have a way now of delivering them to the end of the small bowel where they're not destroyed or disrupted so that when they get turned into a micelle, they go to your target organs to rebuild any organ in your body. Mm-hmm. This technology will allow us not only one to work with your stem cell transplant, let's say you go to Stomatica or not, just to take peptides. So you may just say, I'm going to take the peptides, say, for my kidneys and Red Deer Velvet and India Me and our nutriments like Vitamineral Max, Vitamineral Mix, and Life Support, because you have to have the building blocks with it. You can't just take, hey, I'm going to take the peptides or I'm going to just do Red Deer Velvet. But now the Red Deer Velvet is going to give you all the biomolecules to rebuild your organs, which is amazing. And down the road, our plan is to use this technology for not only helping support stem cell clinics around the world. So I'm going to be contacting A4M because I've contacted Dr. Ron Klatz and the Academy. Just in their stem cell clinic, their affiliate with in Bahrain, has put in $1 billion. Stem cells, given alone, are relatively useless. You have to know that. And then at least stem cell clinics, I've tried to get on the show, they're terrified to have Dr. Deagle because if they Google my name, they realize I'm going to ask tough questions, and you can't sell a $10,000 or $20,000 or $100,000 stem cell transplant unless you've, number one, detoxified and prepped a patient up to get the soil ready. It's like a good Iowa farm boy. You got to clear, get the soil ready, put the right fertilizers and minerals in the soil, and make sure that the fungi are kind of fixing the minerals in the soil so the plants can grow, the rhizomes can take up the minerals. But you have to, like a good Iowa farm boy, prepare the soil, which means you have to do that, and you have to provide all the building block nutrients along with it so it works. So now we have the Red Deer Velvet. This, by the way, will have patents worldwide, so we'll have the only delivery system to mycelize it in the world. Nobody else can compete with us. That's why so many of our nutraceuticals are unique.
The attorney that's helping you with the patent is one of our NutriMedical family members.
That's right, one of our family members. Yeah. I call them family member, customer, patients, because this is a functional medicine, anti-aging wellness, and spiritual wellness telemedicine clinic. And we provide 90% of our questions are free. Even if you never purchase a product, you can email me, and I'll give you a protocol, even tell you what your doctor should do in terms of testing. Then if we go beyond that, I have HIPAA-compliant Citrix share file. You can send the files if you don't want to do that to me directly. Like I have a gentleman up in Hollywood who just recently contacted me yesterday, and he wants it because his kidney function has been shot, and his doctors can't do anything to help him. Mm-hmm. We'll regenerate his kidneys for him, and if necessary, get him connected to the right stem cell clinic.
Speaking of kidneys, I got a call this morning from Dave from El Centro here in California.
Uh-huh.
And he's concerned about his friend, Bill, because his friend just got tests done this week, and he's got only 20% kidney function. He wanted to know what he should get. He was thinking cardiovascular and vein away.
Well, first off, number one, for your kidney function, you have to find out what the cause is. Most of the time, it's not a polycystic kidney, but you want to get an ultrasound of the kidney to see. You would also see if there's microalbumin, which is a waste product that's a smaller fraction albumin molecule. You spill it if you're diabetic, and you get damage to your nephrons. The primary ones, the first three I'd recommend would be cardiovascular, VeinAway, and ultrathiamine B1. Because I've seen people who have taken on steroids that are, say, diabetic or pre-diabetic and zap their kidneys if they take our fat-soluble thiamine. And the reason is it has an enzyme called the transketolase enzyme it induces. It gets rid of singlet oxygen, destroys your kidneys. And the VeinAway has diosmin that regenerates kidney function. Now, the next thing to add is the is things to open up the nitric oxide, that's supernox, gamma A plus, cell detox glutathione, as well as cell defense plus to get rid of the singlet oxygen, the hydroperoxy radical, and nitroperoxy radical. And then you want to take our natokinase, which has PQQ, because the damage to the kidney is primarily loss of mitochondria. So it has not only reduces blood viscosity to improve perfusion, but it makes new mitochondria. And then you want the renal peptides. One a day for 40 days, two boxes, off for 2 months and back on. And then lumen photon therapy over the kidneys at frequency setting number 4. Mm-hmm. For at least 30 minutes, three times a day. At least 30 minutes, three times a day.
Quick praise report from Don from Missouri. I guess he's taking Inflamex for squamous cell cancer.
We'll be back in a moment.
Better. Inflamex. Anytime.
Welcome back, and Michelle, we're back, and you have a couple questions. Go right ahead.
Yeah, the praise report, just as I was leaving there from Don, he's from Missouri, and I guess he takes the Inflamex and the Allagic for squamous cell cancer, and he just wanted me to mention on the air how much better he's feeling and how much better he's feeling.
I hope that's not all he's taking. He needs three things. He needs a full cancer protocol, whether he's doing conventional or alternative cancer therapy. That includes the core, is elagic acid, malignant block, Inflamex, high-dose power C, which is 60 to 90 grams a day, and for every C power C, full vitamin K2. Mm-hmm. You should be taking Myco D2, right, and Micelle D3 to activate your T lymphocytes. And that's the core, and then, of course, the Inflamex strips off the fibronectin capsule. You should boost his immune system because stealth pathogens and toxins are often tied to cancer, so he needs to take life support, Semethyl, Xenoestrogen Detox, Kilomax, and Ultra Liquid Zeolite, because there's often heavy metals tied to actually the persistence of the abnormal genetic activation of the cancer. And of course, we have the immunological things such as Nutrimune 26Y, Nutri Defense, and this triple threat, Nutridyne, Allicin Med, and NutriSilver. And we decide which of those we can start. Cancer is... The second thing they need is insulin-potentiated chemotherapy based on live cell testing. And the third thing is a dendritic vaccine, and the best place for that is the Isos Clinic in Tijuana, and I can connect for all three of those. But if you don't do that and just take one thing, bad idea. All you're doing when you take the Inflamex is stripping off the capsule so your immune cells can find the cancer. That's not enough.
And the Allagic.
And the Allagic. That's not enough. You have to take more than that.
Bill, oh, Henry. Hi, Henry. I know you're going to be listening today. Henry, our friend Bill up in California, has a couple questions. One of them, I think, Henry, you have, it's in an email that's coming up.
Right.
But this one is, he wanted to know if there's such a thing as carat silver, or is it just gold?
No, gold.
It's all gold?
It's all gold, yeah. Okay. Now, first off, let me summarize. We had a really big show yesterday. We had Lloyd Merrifield, and we had Jim Deal. And we explained everything. We also have the links. There's two companies, Carat Bars and Carat Bank. The Carat Bank is actually selling coins now. They went up from 1 cent to 2 cents. If you're buying it, like with Bank of America, that's the only card that allows you to do that way. Or if you've got cryptocurrency, Bitcoin or Ethereum. Ethereum is apparently the most advanced system, so it makes faster and more secure transactions for investment. So that's the best one. I always said I don't think Carat Bars or these other cryptocurrencies will last unless there's two things happen. Number one, they get tied to gold. Number two, they can avoid the government trying to take them over. Mm-hmm. Government's trying to do that. They started an IRS lawsuit last November against the company in San Francisco that sells Bitcoin. The European Commission doesn't want people to do what's called financial fraud. But the fact is they're not controlled by governments, by like the European Union or by the United States government or Federal Reserve.
Mm-hmm.
When it's tied to gold, you can do instantaneous transfers of the carat coins, which when they mature, those 1 or 2 cent coins, I bought a whole pile of the 2 cent coins literally a few days ago. And this week, if you're in carat bars, you can actually buy it for 1 cent with carat cash, and you'll get 40% more coins because you buy it before the ICO goes public.
When's
that? That's going to be in probably a month or two.
Yeah.
No. Excuse me. It might take a little while for it to mature, a year or two, but what's going to happen is it's going to, each tenth of a gram of gold right now is worth $8, but gold is going to go up in price.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say the gold goes up to, say, where it's not $8, a tenth of a gram is equal to, say, $20. For every coin you buy, when it matures, it goes from being worth 2 cents to being worth $20.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's a lot of increase. So we're talking about like a 100 times increase. So if you buy, let's say, $5,000 worth of coins through Bank of America, or you already have a cryptocurrency and you convert it, let's say you get a 250,000 coins. When they mature, I'm talking too much talking. When they mature, they'll be worth millions of dollars. Now, why is that happening? It's because there's a fleeing from world currencies, because the world currencies run by government are driving the world into massive debt. And that includes China, Europe, and America. And the only way they can write off the debt is to devalue their currencies, which takes away the wealth and value of your home, your pension funds, everything. So, like Greenspan, the Fed chairman, said, bubbles everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
We have the bond market ready to pop. We've got $15 trillion in commercial real estate just in America ready to pop because of takeover by major companies like Jet.com and Walmart and Bezos. Bezos this year, I think, accumulated $38 or $39 billion in wealth. So what's going to happen probably this year is you're going to see the cryptocurrencies, the first black swan of 2018, take over, and the government's going to try to take it over. They're even announcing now with the new Fed chairperson that they're going to launch a Fed coin so they don't have to print dollars anymore. So the currency is going to go cashless, which means you won't have actual physical dollars anymore. It'll go nasty if it does two things. Number one, it makes it illegal to have physical cash anymore. You have to turn it in. Number two, they attach biometrics.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I watched the hacker guy on Fox this morning, and he mentioned something that I found particularly disturbing. If you have your cell phone and they have your locator on and you're walking with somebody, they know that's the person that might be buying something or doing something with you, if it's your husband, wife, or a friend. So they actually are building databases, Facebook and Twitter, because people have to understand all these social media are just different arms of the no such agency, the NSA. And the budget of the NSA is 400 times bigger than the CIA, and the CIA budget is bigger than all other intel agencies on the planet.
Wow.
So they are near absolute omniscient, satanic, luciferic control of the world. And what people have to understand, the fleeing to cryptocurrencies has been an attempt to get away from those currencies, because you get instant transfer without going through banks or the SWIFT system. And this new alliance, where you can actually have a carat bank coin, means that you're back in the driver's seat. They can't devalue it, they can't mess with it, they can't do all kinds of stuff with it like they can with your dollar or your euro or whatever currency you have.
Interesting person on another subject here, of course. Bill, a sweet lady. She's 90 years old. Her name is Glo, right? She calls here, I think, Monday.
Right.
And she wanted to order some more Nutridyne.
Right.
And was telling me that she's 90 years old, and she actually does her own, it's called keyhole gardening. So she grows her own vegetables.
Right.
She's very active and everything, and she loves the Nutridyne. She thinks it keeps her from getting sick and her energy.
It does.
It keeps her energy.
It's the Edgar Cayce iodine. It detoxifies the lives that are feminizing males.
Yeah.
Tucker Carlson has a show every Wednesday talking about the disappearance of males and why they're going. Mm-hmm. Testosterone's dropping 1% per year. And we've had a 60 to 70% drop in sperm counts since 1973 to 2011. And what's going on is feminizing toxic halides and radiation and toxic effects that are actually feminizing males. And so keyhole gardening is good.
Bill's funny? She's never been married. I found that really interesting. She's a first grade school teacher.
Uh-huh.
All of her life up till she retired.
Right.
Now she still lives by herself and she's happy as a clam, she says.
That's funny.
No one bugging her. What?
Yeah.
What?
That's very funny.
Are you ready for the emails?
I am. We'll
Bill's
be back
right
in a second.
Into his computer today.
Yeah, don't worry. I'll be ready.
Don't worry.
Yeah, I'm here.
Well, we're into the emails, and we'll start with Jim from Florida. Dr. Bill, my mother went to the ER over a fall and weakness. She did not break any bones, thank God. That was on February the 28th this year.
Right.
I found out that night she had a UTI and was put on an IV antibiotic.
Right.
This morning, on March the 3rd, her hospital room is quarantined, and she has a MRSA infection.
MRSA, methicillin-resistant Staph aureus.
I had very little skin-to-skin contact with her since she's been in the hospital, and she will be 79 years old this month.
Mm-hmm.
I have had her take Vitamin Max and Power C, but I'm not sure if she was taking them regularly, big pills and hard for her to swallow. Please, Dr. Bill, your protocol with her broken arm and wrist healed in 1 month, about a year and a half ago. Since she's in the hospital, it's going to be hard to get the knucklehead doctors to go into your protocol.
They're not going to. Let me ask some questions. You give me enough information.
Well, he wants a protocol for the UTI and MRSA.
Well, first off, they're two separate things.
Yeah.
Methicillin Staph aureus doesn't infect the bladder. It's a respiratory infection. Where do you think you get respiratory infections that are methicillin-resistant Staph aureus? You get them at?
Hospital.
Yes. Or at outpatient clinics where you have people who are sick with AIDS or their immune systems are depressed because they're in cancer clinics.
Right.
So she actually acquired it in hospital, then they quarantined her from a bug that's, I'm sure, different than the bug in her bladder. So if they'd just given her the antibiotics and sent her home, they might have helped her. Remember, now, most antibiotics are very narrow spectrum, so they're gram-negative or gram-positive organisms. They don't affect things like ureaplasm, urealyticum, or Trichomonas vaginalis that can affect the prostate or in males, for example. So they're usually useless in terms of dealing with non-specific organisms like non-E. coli and so on. The most common organism is a bowel bacteria called E. coli. Okay? And the fact is what they did is they infected her and then they quarantined her. Okay? The problem is if you take antibiotics, oral antibiotics for 10 days, you increase the risk of bowel cancer for 3.5 years. Do you know why? You knock out the good probiotic bacteria in your gut, unless you recolonize it with, say, living probiotic, and how are you restrained living probiotic ultra, you deconjugate all the toxins your liver worked hard to conjugate so that it wouldn't cause cancer, and you deconjugate them in your lower bowel, and it retargets your organs to cause cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't recolonize your gut, with the really powerful probiotics, because most of the probiotics you find in the health stores and so on, they did a study here in California, and out of over 40 supplements in health food stores and in pharmacies, only one even had minimal amounts of probiotics that survived.
Mm-hmm.
So they're useless. Ours isn't. Ours is a Ruzel 6 strain, 84 cap, and then we have the Power U strain, the most powerful probiotic. And in our age list, it also has that Power U, that strain from the Pasteur Institute, the Ruzel 6 strain. And if you recolonize your gut, you won't deconjugate toxins and cause cancer to increase in your colon and other target organs like pancreas, brain, breast, etc., for 3.5 years after taking 10 days of antibiotics. Bad, isn't it?
Ooh.
Now, it's not just knuckleheads. These are malignantly stupid people, okay? They don't understand infectious disease, toxicology, how cancer develops. And if they're deconjugating, the first biochemist I worked with back over 40 years ago, he was doing work and he realized there were certain bowel bacteria that deconjugate toxins. They're the main cause of cancer. If you have deconjugating bacteria in your lower gut, you're going to re-release toxins your liver already conjugated back into your bloodstream to hit your target organs like your brain, your pancreas, your liver, and your breast, etc.
Is that from the UTI?
No, that's just from giving antibiotics.
Just from that. What about the UTI?
I give her Power C Plus. I give her Allicin Med, NutriSilver, and NutriNine. And she can add, if she, let's say, NutriImmune 26Y, which has 26 immunoglobulins or avian plus the transfer factors to fight all major human pathogens. So I give her two NutriImmune 26Y. I give her probably NutriNine 15 drops 3 times a day, and Allicin Med 3 times a day, and NutriSilver 1 spray per 20 pounds body weight. And that'll knock out the infection better than taking an antibiotic. Mm-hmm. And then we won't develop resistant organisms. And I recolonize her with living probiotic 1 twice a day. And every 3rd day, take a living probiotic ultra.
Now, all those things, too, will help with the MRSA, right?
Oh, they'll knock it out. They'll get rid of it. Do you think the regular antibiotics will knock out MRSA? You may think it's knocked out. But the woman, if you've got MRSA or if you've got one of these, toxic megacolon anti-anaerobic organisms, the medical antibiotics are completely useless, and in fact, once you're positive for them, you're always a threat to everybody around you, because you're always a carrier, like typhoid Jane.
Yeah.
So you're carrying typhoid, which can kill a lot of people, and you're not sick, but you're going to kill a lot of people. All right.
Yeah.
Henry. It shows you.
Oh.
Hospitals are filthy pigsties. Before I went into medicine in 1973, I was my infectious disease people. Went to the local hospital, which I later went to medical school at. We went to the operating rooms, the doctor's ties, the nursing stations, and we cultured out in regular blood agar plates, and they were filthy pigsties. And with Berge's manual, doing metabolic and microscopic analysis, there were so many filthy bugs there. And nowadays, you got MRSA, you got all these resistant organisms, and the regular antibiotics, you know what? I think the bugs think the antibiotics that the doctors have in hospital are vitamins. They're that useless.
Okay, well, we're going to go on to Henry. Henry again. Henry from Corona here in California. Good morning, Dr. Bill and Michelle. I'm trying to help two friends from St. Edward Catholic Church, Adelim and her husband Mo. Mo just got released from the hospital on Monday. And when he saw him, he said he looked very frail, and he told his wife, Nancy, something's wrong, so he wanted to get some protocols. What's happened, I guess, I'll go on here, is that he has cancer, Bill.
What kind of cancer?
Leukemia.
AML.
Here, let me see, I wrote it down. It's called acute myeloid leukemia.
Yeah, AML.
Yeah, M-Y-E-L-O-I-D.
Yeah, AML it's called. Yeah. That's a short term.
That's what he has.
There's a couple of problems here, okay? The first problem...
And I wanted to tell you this, that... Him and his wife have been really active for 40 years in the anti-abortion movement.
Well, that's very good.
Because I call it pro-life.
Okay, well, we're going to help them, but here's the procedure, okay? Now, I know he wants to help our gentleman. What's his name? Henry. Right? Now, Henry's contacted us before, and it's relatively pretty close to extremely useless unless I actually have physical contact with a person. Now, they didn't even realize it doesn't cost a cent to talk for me to talk to them. I will not charge them unless I actually see medical records or start doing other. Even just giving a basic cancer protocol, there's no charge. Mm-hmm. They just need to say, hey, oh, what do I take, doc? Mm-hmm. And then when we want clinics, I'll even tell them the clinic names that I'm going to recommend they go to find it and how to get the dendritic vaccine.
Yes.
It's only if I have to actually review medical records or medical legal stuff or set up specialty clinics or send tests. So, Henry, please stop doing this. If you're going to do this, don't do it this way. What you need to do is this, and this is a simple thing. You don't have to convince the people. All you need to do is give me their name and number and their email address, and I will contact them, because if I can contact them, then I can actually get them on a program. So what sometimes people do, they go to the, what I call the sewer net. They'll hear advice from Henry, and they might take a little bit of it and say, yeah, I think, thank you, Henry, you're helping us. They pick up one or two things, or they hear something similar on the sewer net. They buy it thinking it's going to help them, and they've got something serious like AML, and then they die. Or they get a horrible complication because they're not being supervised or helped to survive it. Because when you take conventional chemotherapy and radiation and surgery, you die of bleeding out from destroying your bone marrow or superinfections because your immune system says, it's nice to know you. So, Henry, this is a procedure for anybody. Now, by the way, talking to your doctors, don't try to convince your doctor to contact me. Ask this question. Doctor, what's your phone number and your email address, and when can Dr. Deagle contact you? And when I do that, then I will actually say, hey, how are you feeling? Oh, I heard from Henry, and can I give you some free advice? Free, F-R-E-E. because this is a ministry. And I will give them free advice and answer their questions on the phone. And I'll try to talk like a human being, not a computer. And I will help them. But that's the better procedure. Don't try to be the proxy doctor, please, Henry, or others. Just give me their name, phone numbers, and time windows when I can call them, and we're going to fix that. Does that sound good, Mishi? That'll work. Actually, the other way doesn't work. It wastes a lot of my time, and it doesn't help the people. Mishi, go ahead.
Yeah. Pam is next, Bill, from Michigan.
Uh-huh.
I have osteoarthritis and just had PRC surgery on my left hand. I'm trying to avoid...
PRC meaning?
I don't know. I'm trying to avoid right hand and ankle and also the upper neck area, and I'm looking to help rebuild my bones and delete the swelling.
Sounds like an incomplete sentence. It was hoping to help stop what?
I had PRC surgery.
Uh-huh. And then to hope to stop, what did she say? Let me read the sentence, because I'll see if I can discern what she say. And avoid right hand. She's trying to avoid having a right hand or avoid having an ankle? I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
No, she wants osteoarthritis to stop. Okay.
Yeah, she had surgery on her left hand, and now she doesn't want to have to do that in her upper neck and right hand.
Right, okay. Let me explain. So what is osteoarthritis? Osteoarthritis is when there's elevated cytokine levels in your joint, and you get the osteochondral degeneration, spurring formation, and eventually the joint goes dry because you lose your hydroviscous layer, and the remodeling of the cartilage eventually gets down to bone on bone. You get osteophytic spurring, which can eventually, if it's on your spine, can hit the spinal nerve roots as they exit the neuroframen. If it's in your hands and so on, eventually you get arthritis so the bones start to fuse. It's down, like if it's your knee, it can be chondromalacia patella that can eventually cause pain behind the kneecap and fluid levels. And if it's in your tibial plateau, it can eventually get degeneration that can even start to lacerate the ACL, PCL ligaments in your, and you can get a degenerative changes. Not inflammatory like rheumatoid, but there are inflammatory cytokines. The first thing, believe it or not, you want to take for that is leptin metabolic, because elevated blood insulin levels are tied to osteoarthritis. You are going down the pathway of elevated insulin causing elevated dyslipidemia or hyperglycemia, but the first thing to do is take leptin metabolic, one capsule in the morning. Second is tendon mender and joint performance, 1 to 2 twice a day, and our new mountain red velvet to regenerate the joints. The tendon mender and the joint performance will actually regenerate your hydroviscous layer. In the meantime, if it's a large joint, a large weight-bearing joint, you probably want to have Hylan injected by your doctor or radiologist to rebuild it, because if you get down to bone on bone, you're going to rip your cartilage apart. You have to flush out the fragments because they calcify and act like little micro razor blades. Mm-hmm. So having an orthopedic surgeon go in there and flush out the junk out of your knee joint or your hip joint, and the Hylan can be put in there to prevent it from degenerating. We also have peptides that can actually regenerate your joints. And you want to take the things for cartilage, Mountain Red Velvet, Collagen Max, and usually around the joint there's osteoporotic or osteopenic changes occurring, so Bone Generator, Collagen Max, Myco-D2, and Micel D3 are important, full vitamin K2, and you could also take the Pro Collagen Royal Jelly, because what you're trying to do is you want to have the building blocks present there, and you want to turn off the cytokine levels in the joint space, so that's going to help with Cell Defense Plus, which is our curcumin product, and topically around the joints you can use pregnenolone cream and curcumin cream, as long as there's no skin lesions. If there's a skin lesion, don't use the curcumin because it'll irritate it. But it'll help reduce the joint inflammation tremendously with the pregnenolone cream and curcumin. Pregnenolone is a natural anti-inflammatory. Curcumin will go in there and shut down the cytokines. But the primary thing is elevated blood insulin levels and secondary osteochondral degeneration. And the joints go dry first, and then they fibrillate the cartilage, and then the cartilage turns into little razor blades and tears your joint apart, and so you get a joint-based degradation that eventually fusion.
Hmm.
Okay, that's what it is. And now, with rheumatoid, it's different. They have Mycoplasma fermentans incognita that looks like the type 2 collagen, and you get rheumatoid nodules in it that chew away, so you can actually feel the heat from the joint a foot away. That's a little different protocol. You have to get rid of the stealth pathogens because mycoplasma can be in your gut. Mm-hmm. Usually, everybody has an autoimmune disease, has small intestinal bowel overgrowth, SIBO we call it, and they have homologous proteins that are attacking your joints, activated by stealth pathogens and toxins that are attached to your body proteins, so your body becomes allergic to itself.
So for SIBO, is that the living probiotic?
Living probiotic and berberstatin and the living probiotic ultra.
Berberstatin too.
And then gastroheal. Yeah, you got to clean up the leaky gut syndrome in order to help that. And you can use the Aller block and Allergan. The Aller block will block the allergic reactions, and the Cell Defense Plus is the most powerful cytokine blocker we have. And, of course, the most powerful.
Is the Cell Defense Plus? But,
and the most powerful antioxidants in NutriDefense. It's a polyphenol. Because you got to shut down those cytokines if you're going to turn off autoimmune disease, because the cytokine levels in the joint space itself is elevated.
So what does the Cell Defense Plus do for the SIBO?
Cell Defense Plus will help heal the cytokines in your gut wall, and it shuts them down so you're stop tearing the tight junctions apart, which is called the, there's a specific name for those tight junctions that actually, you can measure those, but they disappear and get destroyed pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But you can do leaky gut syndrome tests. For example, you measure lactulose and mannitol sugars, you can see if there's leaky gut or the specific tight junctions. But I talked to Dr. Aristo Vujadani over at Immunosciences, and there's a better test to look at the phospholipids to see if leaky gut is occurring, because everybody with autoimmune disease is leaky gut. Whether it's MS or rheumatoid arthritis, they all have the leaky gut syndrome. They have overgrowth of things like E. coli in their gallbladder and their upper bowel. It should be sterile. If it's not sterile, especially if you're taking stupid things like proton pump inhibitors, like that idiot that's on that commercial on TV that's kind of talks with a deep southern accent and he's jumping over water slides and other things.
So how do you get rid of
hot,
that?
Hot wings.
How do you get rid of that E. coli stuff?
You got to take your antipathogenics and your immunoglobulins like Nutrimune 26Y and NutriDefense. And you got to recolonize your gut, because the problem is healthy gut bacteria are really important to protect us. They're like a first line special forces against bad bacteria. Because if you get in your gut, for example, in China, Helicobacter pylori is basically everywhere, but because of their diet and with a lot of spices in China,
mm-hmm.
the pathogens don't cause ulcers. But here in North America, if you go to China and you don't take the herbals that they take, like curcumin and other spices they take in China, you'll get a stomach ulcer or gastric degeneration. And eventually, those pathogens can actually cause gastric carcinoma.
And isn't the main ingredient in the Cell Defense Plus, isn't that curcumin?
Yeah, but it's a special curcumin. Ours is more absorbed than any other country in the world, including India. It's the most advanced curcumin on the planet.
Right. Okay, next, Bill, we're going to go on to Lou, which you spent a lot of time with him this week, I know.
Last week, and I did what's called a remote metapathia scan. And basically, people have to understand this. It's not just me. It's a supernatural thing. I put the headphones on, I literally say a prayer, I put in his information, birth date, and blood type, and then his test results come out in the machine. And it showed he had an acute retinal, he was 72, he had acute retinal vein obstruction with glaucoma that he had previously. He has other health problems, and we're able to discern those as a protocol form, and we can send confirmatory tests with his eye doctors, his specialists, and even send blood tests to him. And he'll also be taking the retinal peptides to help regenerate his eye so he doesn't end up with blindness.
Well, his main problem was his left eye suffered a central venous obstruction. And he had Eylea injection to prevent new vessels?
Yeah, Eylea is basically a blocker of VEGF, vascular endothelial growth factor. I said, it's okay, don't take Avastin. Eylea is okay. Avastin is dangerous and it's got black box warnings.
Yeah.
It's a cancer drug and it's useless. But the Eylea is okay. But he needs other things. He'll need the peptides. He'll need lumen photon therapy on his eyes at setting 3. And we're working on setting up the lumen to actually do the harmonic resonant frequencies for retinopathy. That should be available here in the next week or two.
Next is our friend Charles from Texas regarding his friend Nancy. And he says that her mold, she has this mold infection, right, is her main problem.
How did they identify that? Was mold identified in a bronchoscopy or culture? How do they do it?
Actually, one of the questions he's asking you is, where do you get mold blood tests that are accurate? Because he said something that Nancy...
There's five labs in the world that do mold subtyping.
He actually sent a picture of she spit on the parking lot and dark spots were in it.
That's not adequate. There's five labs. One is actually here in California, five reference labs in the world for mold and fungi, and they have to do metabolic subtyping. The ones that are really dangerous generate aldehydes. For example, was called Candida auris, which is started a year and a half ago, discovered in Japan, is 30% fatal. So if you get it, you die. You don't just have a bad day, you die, even in the ICU with the most powerful antifungals we have. So I have things that will knock it out that are more powerful than that.
So can you email Charles back and let him know?
Yeah, he's again trying to be a doctor. He's got to connect me to the patient. I'll talk to the patients and myself.
You have been helping Nancy all along.
Well, I know, but it's better for me to talk to her directly. It's very frustrating for me to go through a proxy
sometimes
and not talk to
her. Sometimes people won't do that. Sometimes they want to talk through somebody else. They're shocked.
It never works. I'll help them, and I'll get something to him. But for me to send all kinds of information without talking directly to the patient wastes my time, and I'm very busy. So I'll talk to him. I'll say, look, please give me their name, phone number, their issues, and I'll contact them free at a time window that they choose.
I must say my saying, Bill.
Yeah,
let me say it. God bless you. We love you, and we'll see you here back next week. Enjoy your weekends. I know we're going to.
Yeah. Back in a moment. New stuff. You don't miss it.
Hello.
For sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.